The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Skip Reiner here, another exciting program of Community Issues and Missions. Today we have a dynamic duo from Carlisle. You know something? I just lost the pronunciation of that again. Kim, would you tell me the name of your Christian organization?
Absolutely. We are Maranatha Carlisle.
Maranatha Carlisle. She just told me that a few minutes ago to refresh my memory, and I forgot it. It's an awkward pronunciation. It's probably an acronym, is it, or is it not? Is that a word I should know?
Well, it is not an acronym, actually. Yeah. It is. It's Greek. Maranatha is Greek, and it means our Lord will come. And its meaning in biblical days was to be a cry for help. So with our involvement in helping those in financial crisis, we like to also translate it as a sign of hope.
Well, thank you. That's a very good definition. Maybe I should have known that. At least I know a little Greek now. It'll be Greek to me. It's one of my old jokes. Hey, I speak all foreign languages except Greek. Try me. And someone will say something in another language, and I'll say, oh, sorry, it's Greek to me. But I've gotten my mileage out of that joke over the years. Also with Kim today is my good friend Matt Wagner. Matt, say hello to our listeners.
Hey, everybody. Great to be back with you.
It sure is good to hear your voice and see you again, Matt. I know the two of you do a lot of work for this mission. Kim, why don't you tell me exactly what is your mission?
Okay, so Maranatha Carlisle is it's a 501c3 nonprofit. We are serving as a financial ministry. We serve clients in Cumberland and Perry counties, and we help those who are unable to do it for themselves manage their money. And how we do this is we work with clients. They agree to give us their income, and we have all of their bills come to us, and we basically put them on a budget, work up a budget, and we make sure that their bills are paid, their rent is paid on time, or mortgage. We make sure that their electrical bills and utility bills are paid on time. We make sure they have enough money for food and personal needs. And by doing this, we help folks, we keep a roof over their heads. We make sure that they have heat in their homes and food in their stomachs. They don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from. So this is what we do for folks, and we have a variety of clients. Some of our clients have mental health issues. Some of our clients are intellectually disabled. We have some clients who are elderly, and they have maybe been taken advantage of. And we have folks that are regular wage earners, folks that have a job and they bring in a decent income. And in every case, what brings them to us is the fact that they've had struggles managing their own money. They've come to us in financial crisis. So we work really hard to address those issues and bring them to a place of financial stability, and thus bringing peace of mind to them. Having a lot less stress in their lives by us having us help them in this way.
That is a tremendous ministry. How long have you been in existence?
We've been around for 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't know of it until today.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things that we're striving to do, and you're helping us with this, is to increase awareness of who we are and get our name out in the community so that we are better known and so that we can attract more people and help more people.
That's tremendous. You gave us a brief explanation a little earlier what it means. And briefly, it was a Greek term that meant what? Would you share that again, please?
Sure. It's Greek, and it means our Lord will come. or Our Lord Cometh.
I got you. Isn't that fantastic? That's speaking with warmth in your words, and I appreciate that kind of work. How did you get this started?
Well, we were started, like I said, 16 years ago by a group of folks who were engaged in Samaritan Fellowship. And if you don't know who Samaritan Fellowship is, it's a group of folks that they've come together. They're from a multitude of different churches, and they basically help folks who are experiencing a financial crisis. So they will help folks by giving them money to address a dire need that they might have. So they saw people in the work that they were doing coming back again and again and again. They would help them out with some money to address an issue, and then the next week they would come back with another issue. And so they realized that there was an underlying root cause that was causing them to come back, and it was that they were just having difficulty managing their money. So they realized that there was a need for an organization such as ours, and so they worked together to form an organization. It really got started with just one part-time employee and assisted by volunteers from Samaritan Fellowship, and they had a small little office in the United Way building. And and from there, we grew. We grew to what we are today, which is we have 8 part-time employees. Myself is the executive director, and we have a number of volunteers, and we serve over 300 clients.
That's incredible. That's what a fantastic story. What is the Maranatha Carlisle? What does it do that's so important? Is it strictly financial effort, and that's it?
Well, not necessarily. We're engaged with other partners in the community. We partner with other organizations to make sure a client's needs are met from a holistic standpoint. So if, say, for example, you have a wage earner and they lose a job, or they get an illness, or something causes their income to decrease, we will do what we can to hook them up with other resources to get them through this period. We work with landlords. We work with housing organizations. In fact, many landlords won't rent to a client unless they agree to let us help them. So we will, depending on their situation, if they are having trouble making ends meet, we'll get them, direct them to food banks. We'll help them get assistance from elsewhere in the community where we can.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that we do, we work. We have relationships with a lot of the vendors that we work with. We work out payment plans for car repairs if needed. If they have legal issues, we'll work with the court to set up reasonable payment plans. We liaise with case managers of our mental health clients if they're in mental health or drug and alcohol treatment, to make sure that we work together to make sure that the best interests of our clients is met.
That's incredible. This time of year, do you help them with their taxes?
No, we don't help with taxes.
Okay.
What we do is we make sure that all of the information that's needed from a financial perspective is gathered, so that whoever is helping them with their taxes can do that.
Very good. How do you find these clients?
Well, they come to us from a variety of different places. We get referrals from many churches. Banks, say for example, a bank has a client who is overdrawing all the time. I'll get a phone call and they'll say, "We've got this client, maybe you can help them." Some of the county human service organizations will refer folks to us, MHIDD, the drug and alcohol group. We get referrals from legal and law enforcement. Our elderly clients get referred to us a lot from the Todd Baird Lindsay Foundation. Family, friends, housing organizations, other nonprofits, we get referrals from all over the place.
That's incredible. Obviously, you've been successful in this work, or you wouldn't be in existence for 16 years. You're to be commended. That's godly work when you're saving people's their very homes, perhaps.
Absolutely.
I think the great thing about what we do is, well, we partner with a lot of great organizations that do a lot of great things. I feel like we get to the heart of the issue. Rather than have somebody repeatedly coming back and having additional needs, by helping them manage their money properly, by putting them on the right financial path, we're able to help them not continually need additional services. Mm-hmm. And we can give them that peace of mind that they don't have to worry about, you know, whether their electric's going to get shut off next week or whatever the case may be. But we're keeping them from needing other things, mm-hmm. as far as that goes.
That's outstanding. Very good. Do you provide funds for these clients?
No. The money that we use to pay their bills is their money. We like to say, when we talk about what we do, is we offer a hand up, not a hand out. Mm-hmm. So it's the client's own money that we use to keep them financially stable.
That's good. That's the way it should be. How is Maranatha Carlisle involved in community programs?
Well, like I was saying before, we partner with other organizations to make sure that the client's needs are met from a holistic standpoint. We realize that they might have, for example, our mental health clients, they might have issues that just managing their money is not, maybe we don't know things that their case manager would know.
Yeah.
So if they come to us and ask for money, we don't know all the time if they're going to use it for the right reasons. So
that's right.
It's very important for us to have relationships with folks, other community partners, folks in their lives that when we write a check for $50, that it's going to go for clothing or something that they truly need, and not for drugs, not for alcohol, not for the wrong reasons.
Now that's true compassion. Thank you. How much does it cost to manage a client's finances?
Well, it costs us right around $750 per client per year.
Wow.
And that equals about $62.50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, we're able to charge our clients a modest monthly fee. The Social Security Administration allows us to charge $43 a month for those that are on SSI, so Supplemental Security Income.
Mm-hmm.
However, many of our clients cannot afford it, so we serve them on a charitable basis. Even those that can pay the fee, it doesn't equate to what it costs for us to fully manage their finances.
Yeah, I can believe that real easy. Well, who does fund your organization then?
Well, aside from the modest fee that we can collect from some of our clients, our expenses outweigh what we can collect, so we have to rely heavily on donations and grants. We're a United Way partner, and they help us on an annual basis. We also hold fundraising events to raise revenue to sustain our organization. As it currently stands, we have no corporate sponsors who have committed to helping us on a yearly basis, and this is something that we hope to pursue and obtain in 2019.
Okay, wow. Well, tell us a little bit about your participation in March Madness.
Well, this is something that Matt and his team they've been working really hard on this, so how about if I let you explain it, Matt?
Yeah, so for those who may not be familiar, Match Madness is a program that is being conducted by the Partnership for Better Health. They have agreed that donations that are made on a organization's behalf through them during the month of March, they'll provide a match for. So we are soliciting mm-hmm. donations through the partnership during the month of March that they will match and provide to us at an event here in April. We're doing that by asking people to donate directly, but also we have a series of events coming up throughout the month of March where we've partnered with a number of area restaurants who are really involved in their community and want to help us, want to give back to their community. So we have several events throughout the month that we're doing in conjunction with those restaurants where they have agreed to give a portion of their sales to Maranatha through through the partnership as a donation.
Okay. What other events do you have? Is this like Wendy's Have a Night or something like that, where you get 20% of their proceeds go to your organization?
It's similar to that.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not doing anything at Wendy's this year.
Okay.
We have Mama Spriggs. We have North Hanover Grill.
Yeah.
We have 1794 Whiskey Rebellion.
Okay.
Castles.
Okay.
Is doing an event.
These are events that are going towards your organization.
Correct.
Correct. Yep. That's wonderful.
Yep.
All right. Well, how can people help you if they want to make a contribution towards your initiative? How would they contact you?
Well, first of all, if you know of anyone who could use our services, please refer them to us. We want to help as many people as we possibly can. We are at www.maranathacarlisle.org, and we're also at our phone number is 717-258-1000. So, feel free to check out our website, check out our Facebook page, give us a call. Any kind of donation would be greatly appreciated. That's how we can keep ourselves alive, and that's how we can keep ourselves helping people.
Yeah. I would say the other thing is go on our website. It's maranathacarlisle.org. And check us out. Participate in our Match Madness events coming up. We also have our annual gala is coming up the beginning of May, May 3rd. Be over here at the Carlisle Country Club, and so we're looking for people to come out to that. We're going to have a night of fun and fellowship, and be able to raise some money that helps keep us going.
This is tremendous. We've exhausted our time, but there's one more thing I'd like you to do. Would you spell out, I can visualize our listeners at home sitting, saying, how does he spell that?
Yep.
Would you spell out your website clearly so
sure.
they can write it down?
It's
our listeners want that.
Sure, it's Maranatha Carlisle. That's maranathacarlisle.org.
Thank you. Kim, Matt, boy, you two are fantastic. I could speak to you the rest of the day. But for now, we must say goodbye. I thank you for being here, and I would encourage you to come back again
Absolutely.
Next year and give us an update. Let us know what you're doing
Love
and
that.
How it's doing. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.